The Story of Mary Anning. Mary Anning was born in 1799 in a small English seaside town called Lyme Regis. There were many fossils in Lyme Regis. Mary's father looked for them and sold them in his shop. People often visited the shop. They liked the fossils because they were pretty and interesting. In those days, many children didn't go to school. But Mary went to school and she learned to read and write very well. Then, in 1810, Mary's father died. Mary was only 11 years old. The family needed money, so Mary and her brother worked in the shop. Mary looked for fossils on the beach every day. She cut them from the rock, cleaned them, and sold them in the shop. She was very good at this. One day, Mary and her brother found some strange-looking bones in the rock. The children didn't know what they were. Mary took them back to the shop but didn't sell them. Some scientists in London heard about the bones. They visited Mary at her shop and looked at the bones. They didn't know what the animal was, but they thought it was a sea dinosaur. Today, we call this dinosaur an ichthyosaur, which means fish lizard. This dinosaur disappeared 90 million years ago. After this, Mary found many other amazing fossils on the beach at Lyme Regis. She found the very first plesiosaur, one more of sea dinosaur. Mary learned a lot about fossils and dinosaurs and became very famous in Lyme Regis and London. The Lyme Regis Museum has a special Mary Anning Day every year to celebrate her life and work with fossils.